Blackstone Audio presents May the Best Man Win by Mira Lynn Kelly. This book is read by Seraphine Valentine and Tad Branson.
To my beautiful family, I love you.
Chapter 1. August. On the upside, the prelude had already begun, and chances were good that Mozart's sonata in E-flat major, pumping through all those organ pipes, would cover any sounds of distress emanating from St. A's sacristy. Jace Foster crouched in front of Dean Skolnick, groom du jour, and cursed. This had to stop happening.
"You think she's gonna notice?" Dean asked, wincing as Jace pulled one strip of duct tape after another off the garbage bag of ice currently secured to Dean's shoulder.
The arm? Jace clarified. Because while he wasn't an every Sunday kind of guy, they were in a church, so he couldn't flat out lie. "No, man, I really don't." Lena would take one look at her husband-to-be's swollen black eye, and she wouldn't see anything else. Strike that. She might notice the greenish-gray pallor of Dean's normally ruddy complexion, because coupled with the way he was gulping air like a goldfish, it didn't bode well for his stomach or anyone within splatter distance. The door opened behind them, and Father John plowed in. 5'6" of bristling irritation and grizzled holiness. Scowling at the scene in front of him, he snapped his fingers and pointed at the guilty-looking crew of lesser attendants.